Greetings once again in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This devotional is titled, Uncertain Times. The world is finally catching up with the Bible, in that they are constantly saying these are, quote-unquote, uncertain times. In their blindness, they fail to realize that from the human perspective, all times are uncertain times. Proverbs 27:1 says, "Do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what a day may bring forth." It is amazing how the Bible rings true at every point. We are clueless as to what the future holds. It's all uncertain. We make our plans, but the outcome is in God's hands. Politicians don't know what is coming. Experts galore don't know. Educators don't know. Scientists don't know. And dare I say it, even preachers don't know. Only God knows with certainty what the future holds. And we only know what He has revealed to us in His Word. James picks up on the idea of boasting about what one will accomplish, saying, "All such boasting is evil," James 4:16. Human arrogance boasts about what it will do. But James says we ought to say, "If the Lord wills, we shall live and do this or that." James 4:15. We don't even know if we will live another day, yet alone what we will accomplish. It's all in God's hands, according to His sovereign will. As David said, "My times are in your hand." Psalm 31:15. King Belshazzar in the Old Testament, this is Nebuchadnezzar's grandson, he got to feeling really cocky, so much so that he desecrated the sacred temple vessels of the God of Israel. Suddenly, a hand appeared on the wall and wrote out a message of judgment. Suddenly, he went from feeling cocky to feeling abject terror. The prophet Daniel was called, and in prophetic tones he said to the king, "The God who holds your breath in His hand and owns all your ways, you have not glorified." God owns all our ways. Our very breath is in His hand. Think about that as you take your next breath. We owe it all to God. Paul exhorts wealthy Christians not to trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God, who gives us richly all things to enjoy. 1 Timothy 6:17. How quickly riches gained through the stock market take wings and fly away. They are uncertain. Is it up or is it down today? It's uncertain. How quickly jobs that once seemed secure can vanish overnight. They are uncertain. In this life, all is uncertain except for that which is rooted in God. In contrast to uncertain riches is the truth of the living God. He never changes. He always remains certain. His word remains certain. His promises remain certain. In times of uncertainty, the only solid place of certainty is found in the truth of God's word. The Bible rings true when it speaks of the uncertainties of life, but it also tells of the certainty of death and coming judgment. Hebrews 9:27 says, "And as it is appointed for men to die once, but after this, the judgment." Unless Christ comes in our lifetime, we are all going to die. We have an appointment with death. It is certain. And death is not the end. Then comes the judgment. All in one form or another are certain to face God's judgment. Praise the Lord for believers, it's not a judgment for the penalty of sin. Christ took our judgment on the cross. He paid our penalty. As we receive Him as Savior, it's all taken care of. By grace we now go free when we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. In John 5:24, Jesus said, "He who believes has everlasting life, shall not come into judgment." That is the idea of judgment for sin, but has passed from death to life. I hear people saying, "It's hard to know who to believe these days. One expert says this, another says that." With people, all is uncertain. But with God, all is certain. The only certain place to rest is in the certainty of God's word. Isaiah 46:8, the voice said, "Cry out." And he said, "What shall I cry? All flesh is grass, And all its loveliness is like the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades, because the breath of the Lord blows upon it. Surely the people are grass. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. Paul could say with certainty and confidence, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep what I've committed to him until that day. I know whom I have believed and am persuaded. Are you persuaded? Have you believed? Lord, we thank you for who you are, the God of certainty, the God who keeps his promises, faithful. Lord, we can trust you. Lord, we don't know what to believe in this old world. All kinds of messaging, all kinds of things going on that we don't understand. But Lord, your word is true. Your promises are true. So we come back to the place of certainty, the word of God, the truth of a Savior that's been provided for all those who will believe in him. Lord, have your way in our lives today. Be glorified. We commit our way to you, knowing that you are the good shepherd out in front, and your way and your word is certain. I pray in Christ's name. Amen.